Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly.
That song goes out to Zach Veach.
It sure does, as we found out today. It's quite the Beatles fan.
Good on him. I knew I liked that kid.
Right?
He's a good kid.
He's a good kid.
I can say that about him, by the way. I'm decided.
Well, yeah, he's like seven.
He is seven.
Yeah. So, but good on his parents.
Exactly, good on his parents.
Yeah. That's anytime I meet somebody, even my age, that appreciates good older music. My first thought is...
good on your parents.
Your parents are awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
You have good parents,
that's
too.
That's exactly it.
You have good parents, too.
Well, we are back. We are in the same room. We are not in a car, so...
I don't even know who I am.
Yeah,
right,
I know.
Now.
It feels a little weird. Feels a little weird, so let's...
I showered today.
I did not.
I did.
No, no.
I can't... I usually can't say that anytime we're leaving a racetrack.
No, I don't think we can. Well, let's warm up the tires. So today, oh boy, and we changed the order, so let's make sure I have this. We're going to be bringing you a really great interview with Maggie Daniels from Try It Tiny, the woman who's doing the tiny houses at the IMS, at Bristol, and at Gateway. Then we're going to kind of talk about St. Petersburg a bit, maybe a few things that we've kind of thought about since it's been a little bit. News, which a lot has popped off.
Yeah.
Lots have popped off. We'll have a little fun segment that we'll just kind of shoot the shit about. And then, of course, our woman of the week, who is Shirley Muldoney. And shit we didn't make up, never on a Sunday.
All right.
All right. Well, let's start it off with the interview with Maggie Daniels from
Try It Tiny.
Darn it! I had
so
worked
close.
So hard on saying that right. Maggie Daniels with Try It Tiny. Whoo! So what they are is a business that connects people to perhaps give them the opportunity to rent a tiny house, or if they've got land, they can share their land with tiny house enthusiasts nationwide. You will perhaps know them that they are bringing tiny houses to the IMS this year for the 500. Spoiler alert, they have sold out.
They have already sold out.
They will also be at Gateway, and we'll make sure to put that information out. And they're at Bristol, so we will jump back at you right after this interview. We have with us today Maggie Daniels from Try It Tiny, who is partnered with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for this upcoming race to have tiny houses at the track. And we wanted to just call and chat with her about the tiny house movement and how in the world that this came about. So thank you so very much for taking the time out of a very busy schedule to talk with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, awesome. So for people who are listening to our podcast and don't know, could you kind of give a rundown of the tiny house lifestyle?
Sure. The tiny house lifestyle has been around for several years, mm-hmm. But it has been with increasing popularity thanks to some television shows and popularized on a lot of social media and blogs. And the root of the movement, as I see it, mm-hmm. is really a value in sustainability and a minimalist lifestyle.
Okay.
And learning the importance of living without excess.
Okay.
It tends to escape us sometimes in our day-to-day busy lives, but the typical tiny house is generally agreed upon to be around 400 square feet or less, usually, but not always, on wheels. So many of them are built directly on trailers.
Okay.
But they don't have to be. And they have all of the traditional amenities, luxuries, and creativities that go on with a regular foundation home.
Okay. Awesome. So this year, you kind of partnered with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway to bring houses in for the 500. Can you kind of walk us through how that happened?
Sure. So I had launched Try It Tiny, the business, at the beginning of last year, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And that year, during the race, I cobbled together just a couple of tiny houses that people I knew owned.
Yeah.
And we brought them to a backyard that was within close proximity to the track. We kind of coined it as the pop-up boutique hotel.
Oh, cool.
But it was really only a handful of units. And after we did that, some folks got caught wind of it and enjoyed the idea. And I think that the guests that stayed in those units had a great time. And so what we wanted to do was really make this available to more individuals. And so we worked with the track and came up with doing this at scale. So we're doing, you know, over 15 units.
Wow.
And we're actually putting them on the track's property. So you get the unique and luxury experience of being in a brand new tiny house and the convenience of staying on the track's property.
And if was I reading this correctly, did you guys already sell out?
We have sold out. Yes. I have been told because the track has been, you know, they've been doing glamping and things like this for years. This is obviously a new product, but the demand is so great. And as we all know and love the Indianapolis 500, it's one that's always enjoyable to stay close by. So they were able to sell out of the 15 units.
I mean, that I just want to say congratulations because they just announced this end of January. So not even a month and you've sold out. That's really good.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think that it definitely gives legs for us to look to expand it for other events and in the future, so more people can try it. So we're really looking forward to it.
And you also, I believe, are partnering with Bristol as well to do something similar?
Yes. So we also announced that there is a two-part event that's going on with Bristol Motor Speedway in Bristol, Tennessee. That's going to be in April. And the first part of that is a home show event where we just bring in a ton of different types of units, mm-hmm. tiny houses, DIY builds, schoolies, which is a school bus conversion into living quarters. And that goes on the weekend before. And then we leave the units that we own as Try It Tiny for rental during race week, which occurs starting that next following week. So it's very similar, similar concept that we did at a home show for that.
Yeah.
The neat thing about it really is that it's more than just staying in the tiny house, which is hopefully fun in and of itself as something to try. But we also come with, you know, a full suite of other amenities, communal areas, you know, in cases we'll have a full-blown, you know, 24-hour concierge service and food delivery and all kinds of things can be added to the experience to make it really feel like you're staying in a hotel. It just comes in the form of a clustering of tiny homes.
This is kind of an amazing idea. And I love the track. Everybody, you know, in Indianapolis is a big fan of the track in Indiana. At what point did you think, like, yeah, tiny houses at the track would be a great, great idea?
Honestly, Indianapolis is wonderful and unique in the sense that, you know, it's located in a decent-sized town where there are nearby nice hotel accommodations.
Yeah.
A lot of the tracks are not that way. And I think it just kind of had dawned on me, you know, you have this flooding of individuals going to celebrate a great American sport, which is racing, and living it myself, where then you're fighting the crowds and driving sometimes 45 plus minutes away to go back home. And so, you know, the tracks have been doing these things with, you know, tents and RVs, motor coaches for a long time. So it seems like a natural fit to try and add in another product.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how this all goes down. Are you hoping to perhaps expand after this year into other tracks and maybe, well, I guess you're hitting IndyCar and NASCAR already, aren't you? But perhaps the smaller support races, or what are your thoughts in the future even?
Yeah, well, I'm hopeful that everyone enjoys the experience, and the feedback that we get from the folks that stay in the homes is a positive one.
Yeah.
And if that happens, then we'd love to do more of them.
This is, I think it's going to be great.
Thank you.
I mean, I knew about the tiny house kind of lifestyle, like you kind of mentioned earlier on. My parents watch, I think, every show about the tiny houses. So they were like, this is a great thing to go at the track. I'm surprised they haven't done it before. So I think you're going to get a lot of interest each year. So I think it's going to be cool to see what happens.
Thanks. We're looking forward to it.
Now, where do you know where exactly you guys are going to be located at the track yet?
We're going to be in a similar area to where the glamping area was previously.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned something that you have been attending the Indianapolis 500. Did I hear that correctly?
Oh, yeah, for years.
Awesome. So do you? So we're going to have to ask you a couple of questions about that, obviously. Easy question, softball question. So when was your first race?
I was born on race day, so I didn't attend that time, but it's always had a special place. In 1986, it would happen to be on my birthday. I think my first race was probably when I was six years old.
Okay. And do you have a favorite driver right now that you're kind of pulling for?
You know, I have to be honest, I like going to the race for just the pure celebration of it. And I don't know that right now I have a particular IndyCar driver that I'm focused on.
You're there.
I just kind of go for the fun of it all.
No, I a lot of people do that. I think a lot of people just are there for the experience of the race. So that's great.
Yeah.
And Abby just walked in. She had to fight a little downtown traffic. So
I did.
Oh, no.
It's all right.
I did. So, yeah, I think that this is an excellent idea with the tiny homes, just to reiterate what Molly said. And yeah, I think if it goes well, I can absolutely see the Speedway wanting to have even more than 15 next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're hopeful too. And, it will be very interested to learn what things that, people enjoyed and things we can improve upon, if we're able to do it again.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. The whole weekend and week leading up to the festivities make it fun, which is, well, it'll be nice that folks can stay there multiple days.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and with the glamping and now adding in the tiny homes, like you said, you know, to not only have a place to stay that's closed, but that you're actually inside the venue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's an experience that you really can't even put a price tag on.
You are, it's an Indiana-based company too, right? I meant to ask this like way at the beginning.
That's okay. Yeah, so I'm in Zionsville, so greater Indianapolis area.
Yeah, we'll count
and,
it.
Okay.
What made you think that this was something you wanted to do, just starting the whole tiny house business?
I actually kind of stumbled into it. I was renting my foundation home, a traditional home, on Airbnb to make some extra money. And I live in a more rural part of northern Zionsville. And it became inconvenient at times for me to continue to leave the property. And I was trying to get animals at the time. Mm-hmm. And my solution to the problem was to buy a tiny house and put it in the back part of the property so that I could stay there when my foundation home was rented. What I didn't realize would happen was that when folks would come to stay in my traditional house, they'd see the tiny house and ask if they could stay there instead. And not that I have a sprawling home by any means, but it definitely accommodates more than the tiny house did. So it was a bit of a head scratcher at first. Okay. And the more it happened, the more I thought that maybe there was something about this, you know, not just being as a kind of solution to my personal problem of having to leave, but that people really enjoyed that experience. And it kind of spiraled from there.
Awesome. Well, you know, I don't have any other questions, except I always want to remember to ask people to plug. How can people get a hold of you via like social media and your website?
Yes. So the website is tryittiny.com. Mm-hmm. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all as Try It Tiny.
Oh, that's perfect.
So we'd love to hear from people.
Awesome. Thank you again. I know you have been running back and forth. You told me before we got on to Bristol. Thank you for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was fun. Hopefully we can reconvene when it's race time.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we're going to have to find you, so don't worry about that.
Great. Awesome.
Well, thank you again, Maggie, very much for coming on.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you again to Maggie for joining us. I know right now she's in the midst of craziness at Bristol. Again, as she said, they are on Twitter, Instagram, everything at Try It Tiny. So TryItTiny. Also, their website is www.tryittiny.com. Give them a look, especially if you're going to be at Gateway, because maybe you could live at a tiny house, which...
Yeah, check out a tiny house for the weekend. See how you like it.
It's not pretty. Like, once you look at all of the tickets and everything else that comes with it, it's not that bad of a deal. So
yeah, it's a pretty good deal.
It was kind of exciting. And we're really glad that she took the time out of her schedule to talk with us. And I can't wait to meet her in May.
I'm very excited to meet her.
So, yay! Well, on from May, which can't wait for, to the last race we were at, St. Petersburg.
St. Pete.
So we kind of talked about this on our drive back, and now that everything was settled, since we were, like, speeding back, we didn't have a time to kind of check. We talked about the pit strategies. So
yes.
Bourdais was on a four-stop strategy. Wickens was on a three-stop. Kind of looking at everybody, about six cars were on four-stop strategy. Three cars were on a three-stop. Seven cars were on a three-stop strategy. I can't do numbers today.
You're having a hard time with it.
I am. Also, eight out of the top 10 were Hondas. So now that new Aero Kit is involved, Honda is not shitting itself on every road course.
Yeah.
And I'm a little excited.
I'm interested to see what happens at Phoenix to see if,
I am too.
If Honda does just as well on an oval.
Yeah. It's these new Aero Kits, they're kind of shaking things up.
They are shaking things up, so... Yeah, it's very interesting. Well, and Penske...
I don't know what happened.
Did not do as well as they should have.
Yeah, Joe was seventh. Joey knew.
Joey knew. Yeah, he was seventh. Yeah. I felt really good about the people that I had picked on my fantasy IndyCar. Let me just say that Wickens was one of them, and I picked him even before qualifying.
Yeah.
So I was pretty proud of that. Until, you know, the very end when he...
The incident.
When he got taken out of the race.
Yeah.
Yep. No, just screwed me over.
Yeah. No, I think that ruined a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people said that they had chosen Wickens.
Yeah.
I was very happy that I chose Dixon because I feel like Dixon might be Jesus.
Yeah. You feel like Dixon might be Jesus?
He might be Jesus only because he ended up in sixth place. And this was following a drive-through penalty, a restart at the back. He had the contact with Sato. He spun out. So he had to, like, flip it back around and start all over again. And he had six pit stops.
Yeah.
And he was in sixth place.
He battled that entire day. His entire day was spent...
Just fighting.
Fucking up and then trying to make time back.
But he made the time back.
He did. He did.
You know... Technically, if Wickens hadn't gotten popped out, he would have been seventh, but that's still seven out of, like, he's still in the top ten, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, he was still in the top ten, and really, that number six is a lot more impressive when you consider everything else that happened.
Yes. Yes.
So, which, I mean, just goes to show what a good driver he is. Well, I mean, and his team as well, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely think that whole team gets behind him, but I was like...
Yeah.
Once I looked
at it. He's got a little smoother race in Phoenix.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Oh, six pit stops. We didn't even make six pit stops driving home from that race.
We did not. I don't think we made six pit
stops driving down.
No, no. We won't count the snow.
No.
No, that doesn't count.
No, that does not count.
Mm-mm. It's just weather.
Just weather.
So.
It's snowing today, by the way.
I know. It's kind of hateful. It's the first day of spring, and of course in Indiana, it's snowing. It's our life right now.
That is our life right
now. Yeah.
What was yesterday, what we call that, the spring of deception?
The spring of deception, yes.
Yeah, if you're not from the Midwest, there's a little something that you need to know about spring in the Midwest.
Yes.
So most places, you have winter, and then it gradually warms up, and spring happens, and then it turns into summer, and that's how things are supposed to happen. Just one season rolls into the next. And it makes sense. And as soon as things start to warm up, you can put away your winter clothes and go about your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how we do things here in this state.
Nope.
So the 11 seasons of Midwestern states. Winter. Fool's spring. That was in January.
That was January.
Okay, that was the end of January.
We had
when those porch party people posted a porch party on like January 26th or something. Mm-hmm. And they were like, it's porch party weather. No, that's fool's spring.
That's fool's.
Then there's the second winter. Then the spring of deception.
Yep.
That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
Or that was yesterday.
Yeah.
Third winter. That's where we are now.
Yeah.
Then there's mud season.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up.
Yeah. That usually coincides with tax day.
Yeah.
Then actual spring, mm-hmm. which we try to schedule on a weekend so that everybody can enjoy it.
Finally break out. And then summer. Usually, I will say usually.
And then of course, false fall, second summer.
Yeah.
Actual fall, and then back to winter again.
Yeah. What was that last spring one?
Mud season.
What was after mud season?
Actual spring.
That's usually right around. Actually, it's right around the GP, I think, is like actual spring, and then it just gets hot as hell.
Yeah, that's why I said, yeah, it's like we try to plan spring on a weekend so that everybody can enjoy it.
Usually it's Mother's Day. Yeah, it's right there. It's GP, Mother's Day, good weather, yep. And then
sometimes it's Cinco de Mayo, you know, it just kind of depends.
Depends on Indiana.
Yeah, sometimes actual spring happens in April. Sometimes it happens in May. Sometimes it doesn't happen at all.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get snow on April 12th.
It's happened. It's happened before.
Yeah.
Like, everybody is so, you know, they're testing, they're actually not tire testing in IMS, but they are tire testing, like, Friday and then a couple of days next week, and everybody's like, yeah, but look at the weather. And every time somebody posts that, you can spot the Hoosier because they go, you can't trust the weather yet.
Right. No, it's far enough out.
You can trust the weather when you wake up that morning for the next 3 hours.
Maybe.
Maybe. It depends.
Yeah.
But it could change.
Yeah. It could change.
It could, yeah.
I mean, we were supposed to have, a full day of downpour rain all day Saturday, and it sprinkled like twice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like shitty, weird, and overcast, but yeah.
It was, yeah. Twice. It definitely had a damp feel in the air.
Oh, I like that, yes.
You know, it was cold and damp that day.
It was a damp day.
It was a damp, yeah. But yeah, it was not a downpour.
It was not. And they had been calling it a downpour, and then you woke up and went,
no,
not today.
So you cannot trust it.
No. Anyway,
speaking of the snow, so yeah, we didn't even have 6 pit stops.
No, we did not.
But Dixon did and still finished 6, so that's pretty damn impressive.
That's pretty damn impressive. I know he doesn't like the title, like, legend, but he's riding goat status right now with that.
I mean, he really is.
And he does well on sports cars.
He does do well in sports cars. I mean, he does well, period.
He just does well, period. It's fine.
I mean, I think this just shows that. You can throw all this adversity at him, and he still finishes in the top 10. He'll be 10.
Like, it's fine, mates.
I mean, he barely didn't finish in the top 5. He's like, well, I mean, it wasn't the best day. We'll do better next time. This and that. It's like, okay, you still did better than the two Penske cars who managed to break into the top 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
One being the reigning champion, the other being Will Power.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a good season.
It is. Although you wouldn't know that if you asked Will Power.
Oh, man.
I mean, since we're talking about the St. Pete race.
Yeah, go for it.
So, Will, in an interview, said something about, along the lines of, in the very beginning, when he tried to squeeze Wickens out, and Wickens, in fact, squeezed him out. Mm-hmm. That he didn't realize Wickens was going to drive that aggressively and that he'll remember that because what comes around goes around. Mm-hmm. Okay, first off, you are in the premier open wheel racing league in America.
Yes.
In what world would you not expect him to drive aggressively? I drive that aggressively on my commute to work. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, what goes around comes around. Maybe just pull your head out of your ass.
Yeah.
Thought one. Thought two. Shut up. Quit bitching about everything, Will.
And we say this as Will fans, but golly.
He's making it really hard for me to like him because he really picks everything he possibly can to bitch about. Being married to him must be exhausting.
It is exhausting.
Seriously. I mean, just thinking about it. I mean, I'm a words of affirmation person. And
I don't feel that he would give words of affirmation.
No, I don't think so. I think that he's very much a
fixer. He would critique everything.
He would critique everything. I would kill him. I would murder him. I guarantee that's how that would end. Oh, but yeah. Yeah, of course he squeezed you out. He's trying to win a fucking race.
Right? Like, what do you think? What do you think
we're doing here? It's not a Sunday drive, Will.
Right? I didn't think he'd drive that aggressively. He won the darn pole. And I just threw my
phone. Yeah, because winning the pole, that didn't take any aggression whatsoever.
Right.
He just thought he'd get out there and fuck around for a couple hours. His
first time in a car on this track. He's like, meh,
Sunday morning. Maybe I'll just half-ass it, because, you know, these rides just come and go real easily for us.
Right? Like, I don't have anything to prove. False.
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 Yeah. So, well.
Calm down.
Saying I wasn't ready stopped mattering at 8 years old.
Are you an adult? Yes. Done.
Done. The green Done. Flag was waved. You didn't realize it was going to be aggressive? Oh, I wasn't ready. That's why you pinned me. Well, still got pinned. Bye.
Feel like it's your fault.
Yeah.
Feel like it's your fault.
Nobody cares, so.
And that's hard for me
to say. For me, you will. Please don't make it any harder for me to be your fan. Just stop.
Stop.
Stop with the whining this season.
Just proves that I'm continuing my all-in on Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport.
I am all about Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport.
All about them.
I mean, yeah. Hinch, Wickens, and Harvey are so hilarious together.
I mean, I need a hat. I have a lot of hats.
We need something else,
though. We need something else.
We do.
We'll think about it. We'll get back to you.
Yeah. We'll be getting something.
Yeah. At some point.
So, let's see. What else about the St. Pete race? Anything?
I was just going to mention the two female MRTI drivers.
Oh, yes.
Because you ended up catching one of the races.
I did. I caught race one. Yeah. Yep. And that was while you were doing your Pagoda tour. And so.
You were such an IMS person. The Pagoda tour. The paddock tour. You know you're an IMS local if.
Yeah, that's right. The paddock tour.
The Pagoda.
The other P word.
Yeah.
You know what I meant.
I did.
Yeah.
It's funny.
That's right. It was in a parking garage, basically. So there were two female drivers, Bruna Tomaselli and Sabre Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And Sabre Cook placed 15th. Bruna Tomaselli placed 7th. Sabre Cook did fairly well. She actually ran a very consistent race.
That's good.
She started, I think, about 17th and finished 15th. Bruna Tomaselli, she actually started like 14th or 15th, and then finished 7th. Oh. She was making moves the entire race.
Good for her.
She was passing people left and right. It felt to me that every time it came upon the screen that her name had moved, had changed position some way.
Oh, awesome.
She was driving the hell out of her car.
Nice.
So, yeah, they were both pretty exciting to watch.
God. Didn't one of them have something fun over the radio?
Yes.
Saber's strategist said something to her, like, just do it, or something.
Oh, no, it was,
Nike, like, slogan.
Yeah, it was something along the lines of, yeah, basically they, I think it was Bruna, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think that, yeah, her pit crew, her pit chief basically just gave her free rein. He was like, go out and get it done. He's like, there's, like, basically, like, there's no rules.
I mean, there's...
No glass bottles. There's one rule.
Oh, there's two rules. No glass bottles. No scaffolding.
No scaffolding. but yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, the pit chief, yeah, when they were starting out, doing their warm-up laps, basically was like, you know what? The car's right. The weather's right. The temp's right. Like, do what you gotta do.
Nice. And then, so second race, Bruna, I don't know. She seemed a little bit... Because she got 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't do nearly as well in the second race.
Yeah, and Sabre got 17th. Sabre.
Yeah.
So, but I'm still excited that the girls are out there. I know Sabre's next race is at IMS in May, so.
Oh, that's right.
That'll be exciting.
That will be. Is Bruna not doing
I don't know. She's not as active on social media as Sabre is, so it's easier for me to find these things.
Yeah, she is not.
So. Just put that out there for you. Yeah,
well, hopefully we can see them both.
I think we will. Cheer loudly for them. Holler.
Absolutely.
Whatnot. Speaking of the IMS.
Speaking of the IMS.
Field update. So as of today, which is, we're recording this on the 20th. So, God, I hope nobody announces tomorrow because I'm going to be upset. We are now I know. I've said this and I'm going to curse us. We are now at 32 officially announced cars.
Yes.
So this isn't counting Jay Howard, who done like a soft announcement, but not like official.
Yeah. We are only counting official.
We're not also counting the second Dryan Reinbolt car, nor Buddy, which has somebody checked to make sure that Buddy Lazier is alive.
I think I saw a tweet of his the other day.
Okay, so he's still...
Far as I know, he's still got a pulse and he's above the ground, not in it.
Okay, well, that's good. So that puts us at 32. So if the Howard thing really does shake all the way out, the second Dryon Rimmel and Buddy, 33 more, that's 35.
Well, and... I mean, I'm not going to speak out of school here, but I am going to say there's been rumors of a third car by a few other teams.
Yeah, so we definitely could be 35, 36.
I'm not going to name those teams. I'm just going to say it might be some teams you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, I think that works.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave that there.
I'm just going to put it out there.
we had a great announcement today. Pippa Mann is back with Dale Coyne, which we all knew. And then she officially announced today that her main sponsor is going to be Donate Life Indiana, which is different than the Indiana Darter Network. Just trust me, it is. So she's at, and it's not a pink car.
That's right, it's not.
It's like a cool blue-green.
I like that.
It's a very pretty car, and I think it's going to look really pretty on the track.
Oh, I think it's going to look gorgeous.
Under the sun, so very yeah. excited about that.
I like that. I like a blue-green.
And it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The colors all look good together. It's, mm-hmm. it's good. I'm excited. And there's like pink accents on it, which is still great for me.
Yeah.
And I know that she really likes being in pink, so.
Yeah.
So that's happening. It was a real fun announcement. So excited to see her out there.
That is awesome.
Oh, yay.
And yes, it is a little different than the Indiana Donor Network.
It but... is, but it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
Except for those of us who are going to have to work at like four different places in May now. It's fun.
But the important thing is to be a working donor.
That's true. You look for your license. If it doesn't have a heart on it, find one of us at the track and we can show you how to get it done.
We will get you signed up to be an organ donor.
Can't take them with you.
Nope.
Cannot.
You have no need for them once you're dead.
Mm-mm. None at all. Nope. And by the way, they won't just kill you because you're an organ donor.
That's not a thing.
That's not a thing. Stop.
It's not a thing.
Stop.
Let me be very clear. Doctors and nurses have no idea what your donor status is when you come in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
nor do we care. No. It makes no difference on how we treat you. We treat you to try and save your life. If at some point the family requests that we stop, or if at some point we realize that it is futile and you are brain dead, then we initiate, actually we don't even initiate the conversation. We call the donor network
yeah.
and they initiate the conversation with the family about would you like to be, you know, would your loved one have wanted to be an organ donor? And so even if you are an organ donor, your family can actually
kind of stop it,
can stop it. So if you are an organ donor, you want to make, and that's really important to you, you want to make sure you tell your friends and family
yep.
so that should that come up, that your organs do get donated, mm-hmm. Make sure that somebody that's close to you knows how you feel about that. And yeah, so, and if you're not an organ donor, your family could decide to do that.
Just
after
be like, take them.
Right. They can make that decision afterwards anyway.
It's a lot of fun when you die. People just make decisions.
Yep.
Ta-da!
But you can give somebody the gift of life. You can give somebody the gift of sight.
Yeah. Skin. I mean, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, you can
bones,
give.
Joints. It's amazing, all the stuff that
yep.
people can use.
Heart valves.
Mm-hmm. So, do it. It's cool.
All the cool kids do it.
They do. All the racers do it. So, I mean, don't you want to be like a race car driver?
I think there's a state. I think maybe it might be Pennsylvania. This seems like a very Pennsylvania, state of Pennsylvania oh, kind God. Of thing to do. And I hope the pain tour guys enjoy this. I can say it because my dad's from Pennsylvania. But I'm pretty sure if it's not Pennsylvania. I'm going to have to find out what state it is. But when you get your motorcycle license.
It's all. It's,
oh, is it everybody?
It's like almost all motorcyclists are automatically
an organ donor.
I'm sorry. It's not funny, but it is.
It is.
No, straight to hell.
I mean, I think it's a great idea, though.
No, I mean, let's be honest.
Right? Well, and like, okay, I have been known to take part in some riskier behavior. Yes. Like, until I had a bad back, I would not have thought twice about bungee jumping or doing crazy shit like that.
No.
If somebody was like, I mean, you can make all these poor choices for yourself, but you have to agree that if you die by being a dumbass, we take your organs out. I'd be like, that seems fair.
Seems like a fair agreement.
I'm like,
not mad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seems reasonable.
And speaking of another 500 ride, so they're testing at Barber Motorsports Park today, which, by the way, Larry Foyt, I saw where Mateus Laced hit the wall.
Now, you want to talk about what comes around goes around.
Just saying, Larry. Do you feel it?
Do you feel that I have zero sympathy for you?
None. Anyway, so they're testing at Barber, and Elio is testing at Barber, and his car is that bright yellow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
God. It's going to be amazing.
The old school Pennzoil,
the yellow submarine.
Hell, yeah.
It's going to be amazing to see
that. We still have Pennzoil flags at the house for decoration.
The Pennzoil that I drive by, not in the grittiest part of town, to get home, still has, like, the Elio signage up there.
Nice.
And I was like, that's slightly awkward, but not anymore.
Good for them. I wonder if they'd be willing to sell it.
Gathering from where that is, yes.
Yeah. I bet we could buy it off them for not very much.
Oh, I bet we could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some cash.
Make it happen, Kevin.
We want to start low. I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be like, you know, going garage sale and going to Chinatown. You got ones and fives and tens stuffed in random pockets all over the place.
Yeah.
So that you're never pulling out more than like $7 at a time.
Oh, no.
No big bills.
No, not in here. So that's exciting. So he's going to be back in the Yellow Submarine for the GP.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. And I actually, because I'm me, after one of our media tour at St. Pete, he was standing there and I just butted in and introduced myself.
I know.
And Molly was like, come on, let's go. And I was like, I'm going to meet Elio real quick. And you were like, I don't think we're... And I was like, so you're not going to come? Okay, your choice.
I just turned and then you're like, hello.
Hi. I mean, it's just who I am.
It is.
So, but yeah.
He's in the Yellow Submarine.
He is in the Yellow Submarine, so yeah, I told him. I mean, it would be fantastic to see him get a fourth one this May.
There are so many people I want to win. I want to win this race right now. I know.
There's so many people that I will be so satisfied with them winning.
Right. Like, so I feel like coming away from this race, unless it's one of, like, the five randos that I don't want to win,
mm-hmm.
I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's going to be good. Oh, speaking of the 500, still... remember how we kept telling everybody on the internet to shut up that bumping was going to happen?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. You remember? Yeah. Yeah. Mark Miles said the same thing.
Yeah.
So you know, Mark Miles,
everybody,
CEO of IndyCar.
Put your shirts back on.
In fact, from a Auto Week article, he said, yes, in the answer to a question regarding bump day. I think we have 34 now. All right. Well, he's counting unofficial.
Yeah.
It's fine, Mark. And it will be as high as 35 to 36. It may not be the bump days of old, but somebody will be on the edge trying to figure out if they are going to be in the race. And before the internet pops off about bump days of old, yeah, back in the day, there were like 50 cars trying out for 33 spots.
Yeah.
There's only going to be like a handful, like 2 to 3 cars who aren't going to make it, but somebody's not going to make it.
Yeah. And, I mean, it could be a good thing or a bad thing, mm-hmm. that there are fewer, because if the weather doesn't screw you, then you can have multiple qualification attempts.
My God.
And so
it's going to be so competitive.
I think that's where it might even be a little bit more interesting than the days of old where, you know, we had 4 days of qualifying and, you know, that whole thing, because it could be, you know, the back four cars just going one after another.
Yeah.
Somebody does a little bit faster. Well, that person now got bumped out. So now
they're
going to
do
go
it.
Back.
Yep. Uh-oh. Guess who's on the bubble? Oh, they're out.
Not fast enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. On the bubble is one of my favorite qualifying drinking games.
Ooh, buddy.
Dave Calabro.
I feel like he knows it at this point.
He has to.
Yeah. Dave, if you're listening, he's not, but if you're listening.
Oh, he knows. And anybody, I want you to think about how many times he says on the bubble.
Yeah.
He knows.
I mean, it's a good game. So anybody who's watching, you can even do it at home.
You can.
If you're watching qualifications and live streaming and Dave Calabro says on the bubble, you take a drink.
You take a drink.
Yeah.
He says not fast enough.
Take another drink.
Take a drink.
Because that's how we play the game.
Yep.
It's just, the rules are simple.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
That's pretty much it.
That's it. So that's
it's a simple
exciting.
Game.
That's, yeah. Very exciting.
Well, I'm glad Mark Miles finally.
He was just like, look,
stop.
Internet. Stop it.
Stop. God, I was so tired of reading shit about that. God.
I was done.
Although, we did hear an interesting perspective from like the side of teams and sponsorship and whatever, that bump day is actually a horrible thing for them. It's very good for fans, but for sponsorship and teams and drivers, It's obviously not, because if you don't get into the race, then that's pain in the ass. And if you are trying for sponsorship and they pay you, you know, a large amount of money to put their stuff on the side of your car and you don't make it into the race, they don't get any money back on that.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a good ROI. So I do understand that aspect.
I understand
why it's not a great thing, which is again why I wish the sponsorship just went with teams.
No, I agree with you on that.
And not drivers. Thea agrees.
Apparently my dog is in agreement. You just woke up from a nap. You're just barking because you're napping. Mm-hmm. You know I'm right. This is the life with my dog right now. Tim, you want to talk about Tim Sindrick's thoughts?
So, Tim.
Oh, Tim.
He and Will have been chit-chatting about things that they don't think are fair. I'll tell you what.
There's a lot of pissiness in the Penske paddock right now.
I mean,
there's just some cranky.
Here's what I want to know. It's like they're too old to have not had bullies who would have taken care of this kind of bitchiness for men. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I mean,
also,
that's why I've made it a point to pick on all of my nieces and nephews, because bullies aren't really a thing anymore, and I want them to know that the real world isn't fair.
Oh,
and I love you.
Absolutely. But,
you know, if you need to be called out, you're going to get called out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't feel like anybody's ever done that for Tim or for Will. We've had one race, people.
Oh,
one
my
race.
God.
And so Will's going to talk about didn't realize people were going to drive aggressively. And then Tim's going to say that we have tied engineers, you know, creative hands behind their backs. First off, you'd be hard pressed to find an engineer who described himself as creative. Okay. That's my first issue with that statement.
No engineer ever will say that they are creative.
Secondly, yes, I hear you. I'm very much not a conformist. Let's have everything
right.
Be exactly the same. I love the variety that we used to have in IndyCar.
Mm-hmm.
How there were so many different options and different chassis options and different engine options and different tire options. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then there were so many different factors.
Right.
So many different things that made it, you know, that could make it or break it for you.
And like that's how things evolve in the cars that we drive, is the shit that they're working on now. Like, half of what we have now, you can thank races for. So I get the whole ingenuity side. Like, I'm right there with you on
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I would love to see more of that. But we've had one race with this chassis.
Thank you.
And we're at a place where they wanted to get rid of the aero kit nonsense and focus more on, you know, the engine manufacturer.
Yeah.
And so maybe let's give it more than one race before we start trying to reinvent the wheel.
Also, and I know that in the article, Tim is like, we'll make sure it's not cost prohibitive. First of all, nothing's
cost prohibitive to you. You're fucking Penske.
Thank you. First of all, you're fucking Penske. Second of all,
that's like Bill Gates
yeah.
saying, we're going to make sure it's not cost prohibitive.
Okay.
To you?
To you.
Although I feel like he's fairly
right. I mean,
logical,
Yeah. Penske has money to throw, just piss away. He can piss away money. We now have newer teams coming in. People are trying, because the aero kit drove the cost down.
Yeah.
So maybe in a few years we can start again with opening things up. But right now, let's try and get more teams in.
Yeah, because we had gotten to a point where we barely had enough teams and seats to fill the 33 cars of the 500.
Yeah.
We're going to see a bump day for the first time in a couple years.
We have multiple new teams out there.
Multiple new teams that are trying to grow. And IndyCar is seeing viewer growth
mm-hmm.
and fan growth like it hasn't seen in over a decade since the Troubles. Maybe
let's
just chill for a sec. Let's just let it ride.
Let's see what happens.
Let's let a good thing,
you know,
be.
It's
if it
cool.
ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that we can't add stuff in. I'm not saying that we can't get more creative in the future.
Absolutely.
We've had one race, and I'm sorry you didn't win it, but you know what? Take your skirt off, put in your big boy pants, and let's get ready for Phoenix.
Learn what you did wrong. Fix it for the next road course. Like, okay, you didn't do well. What did
Guess
you do
what?
Wrong?
There were six and 9 cars, respectively, Joe and Will, that did better than you.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why?
What? It wasn't about the creativeness.
Mm-mm. No.
Of their engineers.
I know. Singing my song. Singing my song.
So, yeah, Tim Cindric, stop.
Stop. Anyway, speaking of other people who have to stop.
ABC.
They got to stop after 2018.
Good for them.
So. Yeah, and it's kind of a big deal because ABC and this, all IndyCar, mm-hmm. all IndyCar broadcasts, including the 500, and they've been with the 500 since 65. Like,
wow.
Second only to the Masters as far as, like, television rights for a sporting event.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And if you, like, 1965, like, we weren't even alive. I don't know.
None of my siblings were even alive then.
Yeah, neither were mine. Yeah, my sister wasn't. Mm-mm. My parents were. That's fine.
Yeah, my parents were.
But we don't know an era when the televised, when you rewatched it or you went to somebody else's house to watch it, it was always on ABC. Never again.
Interesting. Well, not necessarily never again.
Well, not for a while.
But
I don't believe that they will be the new TV sponsor who will be announced. So we're recording Tuesday and they're dropping. It's dropping Wednesday, and Wednesday, of course, they will be announcing something because that's our luck.
Yep.
So the new television deal will be announced probably sometime tomorrow. That's what Twitter has. So, yeah. And it's like the Sports Business Journal. So I'm gonna give that one some deference.
Yeah. So we will tweet about it and
yeah.
have opinions, but unfortunately we won't be able to discuss it ad nauseum today.
No, I mean, there's a lot they could do there if they tie in because they're also looking for a title sponsor. You know, like
mm-hmm.
Amazon streams TV.
I mean,
Netflix.
Yeah,
I'm putting that out there.
Hulu.
It'll probably be
Hulu does live streaming TV.
That's true. It'll probably be though, like ESPN, NBC, or Fox. But NASCAR is typically on Fox.
Yeah,
and I think Formula One, weren't they on FS1? No, that was Sebring was FS1. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I would enjoy NBC doing it since
yeah, they do a good
job. NBC Sports Network. You know, typically covers all the other races.
Yeah.
And yeah, they do a good job.
They do. It's a fine job.
I feel like I enjoy their coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they do a good
kind of thing.
Yeah. That they don't miss anything major when they go to commercial.
You know, they don't miss a restart.
Right.
Like ABC apparently.
Occasionally when I'm watching on the app, shit gets wild.
But that's the app and
yeah.
that's more my connection
than
theirs.
That's an algorithm for when those ads come.
Yeah. I don't know. It would be kind of cool to have it on a streaming platform, though.
It would be.
I mean, that's how you could get some millennials be like, Netflix, what? I could watch a race, but that's just me.
It would be, although...
I don't know how it would happen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot more logistics in there.
I mean, I feel like you'd have to have it with another regular station.
Perhaps, yeah.
Because there's going to be, you know, enough fans that would watch it on regular TV
yeah.
that, you know, older fans that would not watch it on a streaming. Well, and for me... I have Hulu, but I don't pay for the upgraded where I can watch things live on Hulu.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would not want to pay extra just for IndyCar for yeah. that.
But I wonder if it would be, like, housed there. So, like, it, you know, like, because the live TV shows on Hulu, I know Amazon doesn't do it live, but usually the show is dropped, and then, like, the next day it's on streaming, and you can just watch it whenever.
Yeah, but who wants to watch a race the day after it happens?
Well, sometimes you have to with scheduling, like Detroit.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is...
Or it would be there for you to watch, like, a couple of days later, like, after you've seen it, like, I want to go back
but
and
I'm
rewatch
saying,
it.
I don't think that that's a good business choice.
No, they should be something that streams it live.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, if you did both...
No, definitely yeah. both. Definitely both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. You have to stream it live.
Yeah. People but yeah, then to have it there where people could watch it. Yeah, because I mean, think about how many people would probably randomly just stumble across the Indy 500 if it was on Netflix and be like, I could watch this year's Indy 500. I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah, what happened? Beep.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. Anyway.
I mean, we still have last year's 500 on our DVR. Mom and I were going through because we realized that we are dangerously low on our storage space. And she told me how little we had. And I thought, that can't be right. So I went in and it was pretty low. And we're like, what in the hell's taking up all the space? So we start going through. And, you know, I see, like, the 500 Victory Banquet from last year. I'm like, well, I guess that can probably go. That can go. And I was like, oh, the Olympics. I was like, that's what's eating up our space.
Those darn Olympics.
I was like, all right, all these events that we didn't watch, you got to go.
You got to go. So that's interesting. So the TV announcement goes tomorrow or today when you're listening to it. And we're still waiting on a title sponsor.
Still waiting on a title sponsor because Verizon is out.
Yeah.
Although I'd love to see them stay involved.
Well, I did a, not a quiz, look at me sounding like a BuzzFeed person. I did one of the, like, surveys, and it asked, like, would you pay for some sort of, like, what I have now as a Verizon customer?
Yeah.
Like, would you pay for that? And I was like,
yeah.
I threw, you know, like, an app like that, like $9.99 or whatnot to do that. Perfect, yeah.
$5.99.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$1.99.
I mean, yeah, $2 would be ideal. But I mean, but I'd throw six at it.
I mean, you know.
I'd throw a 10 spot at it if needed.
I mean, if necessary.
Yeah.
If I could get live radio update.
Yeah.
Which you can on mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, I would love to pay for that now since I'm an AT&T customer. I wish that was an option for me.
A lot of people do. And so I think hopefully that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome.
Do you have $750 laying around?
No.
No. How about 700 since you already have a ticket?
I do not.
Well, darn it. If you have $750 or if you already have a ticket to this year's 500 and you have $700, you can upgrade to the new Suite Life in Turn 3 at the IMS.
You sure can.
It's very fancy.
So, it is, it's a new thing, hasn't even been built yet.
Which... okay.
Yep.
Yep.
But you know what? The IMS, they're pretty good at that.
Yeah, they really are. I
mean, their routine maintenance involves every couple of years, they take down and rebuild sections of stands. So that's kind of what they do. I mean, they put the snake pit together in like a day. They put the carb day concert together like that.
Yeah, that stage
together. Yeah, they pop that up in a few days. I mean, they turn the damn thing into an airport. This is kind of their specialty.
Yeah, they're like, we got this.
Building things in a short amount of time. It's what they do.
Yes.
So it's in turn three.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, you also are going to have a pairing seat in North Vista. So you can sit in North Vista or you can be over in the suite area.
Yes.
And the suite area does have food that's available. There's free, like, wine, beer, soft drinks.
Yeah.
Hard alcohol is available at a cash bar.
Yeah.
But beer and wine is free. And let's see, there's a tented deck area.
Which kind of seems nice.
Yeah,
like
and in the mock-up, it looked very nice.
It looks like, okay, I could watch a 500 from like a tented deck area.
Yeah.
I do not have that money laying around, but it'd be nice.
Right, well, and I would love if they made it a more permanent thing, because I actually love that area of the track.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, push come to shove, that turn three would be my preferred place to sit, because... except that it's so far away from the house.
Good Lord.
It is the absolute... and we walked there.
Yeah.
And it's awful.
It's horrible.
But it is an awesome place to sit for the Indy 500 because there's no infield stands on the back straightaway.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see basically half of the track. You can see... if you're up high enough, you can see clear down to turn two.
Yeah.
You can see him coming down the back straightaway, into three, down the short chute, and going into and halfway through four.
Yeah.
And really, because that's where turn one is for all of our road courses, there's no stands on the infield of turn four.
So, yeah.
Although I don't know how the snake pit affects visibility on race day. I will say that.
That's true. I don't know.
But if you're high enough up, then it wouldn't really be an issue. And so you would actually get to see them, I mean, as they're exiting turn four.
And I think the snake pit is... I don't know. I think it's set up more so like the stage is more infield and not facing up. I honestly have no... that's how I would do it, but they don't ask me these things.
Maybe.
Who knows?
But yeah, so I love those seats. And North Vista is great seats too. I mean, that's smack dab in the middle between three and four. And I've sat there as well.
It's not bad.
Yeah, those are the seats they give the band actually.
Ah, well, there you go.
So you'll be sitting with some band nerds.
Enjoy. You're welcome.
But yeah, so... they wanted an option that was in between, you know, the super expensive suites and then just the regular ticket.
Because they're selling out of suites. I think they've sold out of suite tickets, maybe.
They have, yeah. So, I mean, those...
look, I keep saying, I think we're heading towards... we might... if we're not sell out, we're going to be damn near close.
I think so.
So that's exciting.
It's very exciting. Well, and there's still tickets left for the Holman suites.
Yeah.
Which that's, I think, $17.50 per person. But you get there, it's not... it's not free food and beverage. You do have to pay for it, but you do have your own special area. You have an air-conditioned area. You have nice seats, blah, blah, blah. And you have that seat for all of the events.
Ah, that's good.
So if you paid your $17.50 now, you would have those seats for the GP, for the Indy 500, for the Brickyard, and for the air race.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I mean, really for, you know, primo seating for four races. Now you're looking at like, what, 450?
450.
430 a race.
It's not...
not bad.
Not bad.
But yeah.
We will not be choking up the money.
No, I don't think so.
Although I did get the reminder in the mail today about bronze badges.
Oh, yeah, we do need to get on that.
Yeah. I was like, shit, I need to get that.
Yep, we do. Yeah,
it happens. So that's exciting. Let's see. Ooh, Sebring. We were able to catch some of Sebring. In our bar. Both the Penske Acuras retired. I guess one of them caught fire.
Oh, what? No.
So that happened.
That's not what you want to happen at all.
No, that's usually a bad thing. Let's see. RHR, so our indie guys, RHR with Wayne Taylor Racing. They were second.
Nice.
In the prototype category. Dixon was fourth in class. Piggott was sixth in his class, which was the prototype, and then Bourdais was ninth in class. So
nice.
Not as good as they did in the 24.
No.
Overall for hashtag IndyCar at Sebring or whatever it was, but okay.
But, you know, the IndyCar season has officially started, so maybe they're not pushing as hard because they're at the beginning of their...
I mean, think about it. Yeah. Like, what's more important? I know that, like, Dixon missed the first day because of, like, the test that they had at... Phoenix? Where were they testing?
Yeah, oh, Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah. Where Sato stuffed it, so maybe don't pick...
Oh, Texas.
Oh, Sato. Texas, that's the test. Yeah. That he missed. So maybe if you're in any fantasy leagues, I don't think you pick Rahal Letterman-Lanigan for a moment or two. It seems like they're struggling a bit with the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, in fact, one of the headlines for an article was, Rahal Letterman-Lanigan, like, was bamboozled by the new car, like, fooled by the new car, and I was like... okay.
I don't think that word means what you think it means.
I was like, I didn't read... to be fair, I did not have time to read the article, but I was like, who said that?
Oh, I mean, maybe they were just assuming because they also heard what Graham had to say over the radio about the cars.
Yeah, that's true.
Or who was it? Clement de Mello. I can't drive this
thing. I can't drive this thing. Like, aw. I feel like everybody feels that way right now.
Just panic. I can't drive this thing.
Nobody can.
I need to leave.
I gotta go.
I had somebody say that to me on a first date at the very end.
I need to leave?
Yeah. I was going to ask him if he would mind sitting in the booth for a minute while I ran to the restroom because it was wintertime. And I didn't want to grab like my purse and my coat and like all of my shit.
Yeah.
I was taking food to go, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so I was going to say, do you mind sitting here for a second while I, you know, go to the restroom? And I was like, do you mind? I need to leave.
Okay.
It's like, that's fine.
Okay.
No, nobody's holding a gun to your head, bro.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, man.
That was a fun date.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Ooh, sounds like a winner.
Yeah. A little social anxiety, I think.
Speaking of other fun things, F1 starts this weekend.
Oh, F1.
Oh, F1.
F1. What will they do to make the headlines this week?
Grid kids are already on Twitter.
Oh, good.
Yeah, people are already bitching about it on Twitter.
Ugh. I thought like maybe they had like their own account. I was like, that's adorable.
No, that would be adorable. Oh, no, people are already bitchy about it.
Oh, no, people bitching about it.
No. F1 Twitter dumpster fire has already started. And if you would like to watch the GP of Australia, you can wake up at 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday to watch it. I will not be.
I mean, I'm not planning on it. If I happen to be awake at 1 a.m., I'll probably flip it on.
Makes sense. I'm not planning on being on at 1 a.m. I'm sure it's somewhere I'll be able to rewatch it on, I don't know, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And go, oh, okay, they've started.
Yeah, I would think so.
Flip over to Twitter, see who won. That's it.
Yep.
And then watch the dumpster fire about the grid kids continue.
Well, you know what? Let's place bets. What are we going to see more tweets about? Grid kids or halos?
Halos. Oh, halos. I think halos. Yeah. Like, the grid kids people are, like, slightly pissy about still because either A, they wanted the women out there, or B, they think the kids are being exploited, but the women weren't.
Yeah.
That's not sound logic, but okay. It's Twitter, so it's fine. But no, everybody is still pissed off about the halo.
Oh, people are livid about the halo. Oh,
I mean, if you just do, like, a hashtag search for halo and just
watch.
Just watch.
It's quite entertaining.
Like the NASCAR.
Yeah. Yeah, like watching NASCAR Twitter go explode. Down in flames when 13 people didn't pass tech.
Oh my God, I've never laughed so hard in my life. I was dying. Made for fun reading.
It's like this is why IndyCar is better.
It is.
Better cars, better fans, better podcasts.
You're welcome.
Oh. Well, we also had some other exciting business in the last week since we've been back from St. Pete, and that is that our business cards arrived.
Yes.
And so for those of you who don't know, we are trying to get more professional.
Shocking.
In our own way. I mean, we are the people's podcast. Like, so don't worry. We're not going to get too fancy.
Never.
That's not who we are.
No.
Would not be true to our core. But we did get some business cards made, and they look amazing.
They are so cool.
They're so cool.
I'm in love with them.
So if you see us and you like business cards, ask us for them, because we'll happily give you a business card. So we just want to send a shout out to our friends at White Rabbit Copy.
Mm-hmm.
So big thank you to Ryan for helping us out and designing these. He created our logo.
Which is also cool.
It is super cool. It's checkered flags that look like two Fs for Fast Cars, Fast Girls. It's also been pointed out to me that it also looks like an A and an M.
Oh my gosh!
So yeah. So it's very cool. It's cool on a lot of different levels. So White Rabbit Copy is in Bloomington,
mm-hmm.
Which is a little bit south of Indianapolis, but they can do things over the phone, via email, via their website. So make sure you check them out. They've got a Facebook page and a Twitter. But White Rabbit Copy.
WhiteRabbitCopy.com. That's it.
WhiteRabbitCopy.com. So very competitive prices.
Yeah. Very easy to work with.
Super,
super easy to work with.
In fact, we really went in with very limited idea of what we wanted because it's not our strong suit. We just kind of told Brian, this is what we know we want. Can you just make something?
Make something happen.
And
do
send it back
art.
To me. Yeah, like do graphic designy things and maybe email me back and we'll see what's up. And so he sent me a few things. We were like that, don't like that, da da da. And next thing I know, he just sends, he's like, I think this is it, let me know. And I was like, that's it. Send it to print.
Yep, done.
That's it.
Done.
So.
Definitely check them out. We are so thankful for them.
Yeah.
They actually could be one of our sponsors, Tour We Drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, have you given any thought to the question I've asked you?
So.
Here's the question, because if you're listening to this, think about the question and let us know. So I asked Abby earlier today because everybody's been out there now. We've seen the new cars. We've seen the new liveries. We've seen all the new sponsors.
We have a
shit ton of new sponsors. So I said, if you were a driver and none of the restrictions on, I lifted the tobacco restriction because it's been long enough now. If you think that seeing a race car with Marlboro on it is going to make you smoke, well, in this day and age. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not going to not make you smoke. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So I lifted the tobacco restrictions and I said, three-ish sponsors.
Sure.
As a driver.
Well, and we do want to pose this question as well to our listeners.
Yes.
And you can get at us on our social media with your answers this week. So while you're thinking of your answers, I'm going to give you our social media, and then I will give you my answers.
There you go.
So you can find everything you need at www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. You can find us on Twitter at fastcars317, our Instagram, fastcarsfastgirls, facebook.com/fastcarsfastgirls, or search fastcarsfastgirls in the Facebook search bar.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a YouTube channel, fastcarsfastgirls.
I actually put something on it during...
You did!
During St. Pete, so you're welcome.
You did, I saw that. But you can find everything you need. FastCarsFastGirls.com.
And
so.
While you're thinking about your answers for 1 second, don't forget to rate and review us. And in fact, if you go to www.FastCarsFastGirls.com/subscribe, SUBSCRIBE, there are links.
Sorry.
We're not opening beer cans. We're pouring out wine today. We got a little fancy.
I didn't expect that to be so loud. But you can subscribe directly from our
there.
Website.
It links you to iTunes, to Google Play, to Spotify, to Last.fm, to Stitcher. We are everywhere. Subscribe us, rate us, review us. I still need to put that video online. Share us with your friends and family. You know, feel free.
Other race lovers.
Anybody you love. And, you know, you can retweet our stuff too. It's fine. So.
And trust me, even if you think we're a little blue for some people, we are adorably non-threatening.
We really are.
We really are. I mean, we talk like sailors, but we're really cute.
We're very nice people. We're actually quite educated
people. We are very well educated, actually.
You couldn't tell it, but we are.
You know, I never liked that saying that, you know, people who swore did so because they didn't have any better words. Here's the thing. Find me a better word than fuck and I'll start using it.
I mean,
I'm smart enough to know that there's not a better word than that in most situations.
I love that argument only because I get to say I went to school to learn how to argue and use my words and I still curse. Like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, but sometimes that's all you can say. And if you say gosh or darn or heck or whatever, it carries the same meaning anyway.
But yeah, you're not fooling anybody.
That went around the bend.
But.
So the question is,
so what? Sponsors. Who would my sponsors be? Yeah. So I appreciate that you lived with the tobacco ban.
Yeah, I know you.
Because I am a smoker, but I don't know. I mean, if I was getting free cigs, hell yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Hell yeah. I mean, I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
You know, because I'm like, I would not want to encourage anybody else to smoke. Because even though I smoke, it is bad for you and I shouldn't do it. And neither should anybody else. So I don't know that I'd really want to encourage anybody. You know, no free ads on here. So, but I would say a certain Kentucky made tobacco that comes in a white and gold pack. Yeah.
Not opposed to that.
A light cigarette, if you will. That might be, I mean, that would be a potential one, but I put some thought into this.
Okay. I'm ready.
So I also love Kettle One vodka, but there's already Fuzzy's vodka.
I know.
And I feel like the market's pretty tapped on that. Race fans are not known for, you know, a lot of variety in vodka drinking. You know, F1, maybe you could get away with that, but I don't think so for IndyCar. But then my next thought was, you know, there's an entire untapped market.
I'm listening.
Casinos.
Oh, look at you.
Casinos. I love casinos. Casinos love me. Yeah. Because most of the time, I don't have the willpower to not spend my winnings. So I might walk out with a little bit on them. Yeah, but at the end of the day, we both know the house is, at the end of the year, the house is going to come out on top, mm-hmm. unless I just stop going altogether, which I'm not capable of doing. So yeah, I think casinos. And also, you get some popularity. You get a game. And, you know, you'd have to have, you know, like a casino company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, what's the... I really haven't been to a casino now in a while. So now I'm like, let me think about all the... But there's Total Rewards.
Yeah.
You know, and they have a bunch of casinos linked with them. Like, I think Caesars is with them and maybe the Bellagio or whatever. And then there's MGM has their own rewards program. The Tropicana has one. And mm-hmm. you know, so there's all these different families. It's rare to find a casino that is just standalone and isn't affiliated with any of the other big casinos in your big gambling cities.
True.
So I'd say one of the casinos. And then you can get a game, a slot machine game.
Watch out now.
That's you as a driver. You know, like a two-off at a few of these casinos. I mean, and that's going to be countrywide because most of these casino companies have places all over the United States. So, I mean, that's really a sponsorship that everybody wins on all the time. They're getting free advertising.
Yep.
People are going to go to casinos. Hey, you know, we have, you know, the such and such driver game, blah, yeah. blah, blah. You know, we have this slot machine game. And you can have guest appearances from the race car driver, signing autographs. I really think it's an untapped market.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
It's 100% great.
So I'm going to go with a casino.
Okay.
One of the big ones.
Yeah.
Maybe start with smaller one, work my way up, whatever. So that's going to be number one. Number two, we agree that neither one of us were going to use Amazon.
Yeah, that's like our overall fourth one.
Yeah, yeah. Amazon Prime owns our team.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are the Amazon Prime racing team.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and put that out there.
But I'm going to say, for those things that you remember and then realize that you don't have time to wait for two-day shopping, a lot of people hit Walmart. That's not my style.
Hmm.
I'm a Meijer girl.
I like that.
Okay, Meijer. Meijer's my number two.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because Meijer is like Target for poor people.
It really is, though.
Because they've got good quality produce.
Yeah.
They've got good quality electronics. They don't buy their produce. They don't buy up the crap that nobody else buys on their produce. Yeah. I won't say which store does. But it rhymes with Schmalmart. They don't refurbish all of their electronics before they sell them. They don't buy broken electronics and then refurbish them and sell them as new, like other stores. That rhyme was Schmalmart. And they have brand name.
Yeah, they do.
Clothing and like NCAA license stuff and NFL license stuff. I mean, and baseball. I mean, you can buy Cubs jerseys. You can buy Colts stuff, IU stuff, Purdue stuff, Notre Dame, Butler. I mean, all of that. You can buy it. It's licensed. It's official. It's nice.
Yeah.
They have actual brand names, not just random shit. And they have really stepped up on their clothing.
They really have that.
They really have. And they've got great prices. And we share the same name. So, just a slight bit of a spelling difference, but so Meijer definitely sponsor for me. I love Meijer.
Yeah, I know you do.
I love me some Meijer.
Yeah.
And then a third one, you know, I was thinking, I'm like, Stray Cats. I don't really think that's a perfect sponsor. And then I thought maybe like a lint roller.
Like the Scotch lint roller.
Yeah. Then I thought a really funny car for that would be like if it was all black and it looked like there was cat hair on it, except for like one stripe where it looked like the lint roller had been. I mean, that'd just be really funny.
That would be real funny.
But yeah, so maybe what's something else that I always talk about? Oh, well, I really should be sponsored by a checkered umbrella company.
Well,
as much as I talk about that damn checkered umbrella.
I mean, I know that we joke.
Crocs! That's my third sponsor? Yes. What is wrong with us? Crocs! Crocs is my third sponsor.
And I want to point out, because not like the ugly Crocs.
No. And I don't want any, you know what, send all the hate you want, because if you don't like to be comfortable when you're living your life, then that's on you. But I'm not wearing the ones with the holes in them that look nasty. Oh, no.
Not the gardening Crocs.
I've got Crocs that are high heels.
Yeah. I have a pair of Croc flats. They're actually quite comfortable.
Yeah.
I drove all the way back in them.
Yeah. I've got Crocsins that are Croc moccasins.
Still my favorite word ever. Yeah.
I've got flip-flops. I've got all kinds of different styles of Crocs. And you can say what you want about them, but they're adorable and they're comfortable. Yeah, no, Crocs.
Crocs, clearly.
That's
perfect.
My third sponsor. Please. All right.
Quick follow-up then. Two colors for your livery.
Mm. So I've got
Casinos, Meijer, and Crocs.
I mean, Crocs is green.
Mm-hmm.
Casino.
I was thinking gold for casinos.
Yeah. Or either gold or silver on a lot of it that almost is like that holographic kind of a color that when the sun hits it, it
pops.
It's multiple colors.
Ooh, yeah.
Reflects multiple colors.
Look at silver in that color, actually.
Yeah, like silver with that. And then I think blue or green, blue or even red, because Meijer's red and blue.
Mm-hmm.
And then Crocs is green.
Ooh, a nice silver with like a blue and like a green.
Well, if it was MGM, I mean, theirs is a hunter green with a gold.
Perfect.
So, I mean, quite a few options there. But yeah, whether it's gold or silver, definitely when the sun hits it, needs to
get that sparkle.
Have
in
that
it.
Sparkle where it just, yeah.
So that's car one of the Amazon Prime Racing team.
Car one. What about for you?
Car two. All right. Obviously, the primary sponsor of my car is going to be Folgers.
Mm.
I mean, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, the best part of waking up is actually race cars, but it's also Folgers in my world.
Folgers in your cup.
Because you know how I am when I don't have my coffee.
I do.
And they're really not in the sponsorship game, and I feel like they could be.
They should be.
Also, on the store thing, CVS.
Oh.
I am a big CVS person, so much so that I get a coupon like every week, like 6 off of 24, and I'm going to use it. I will use it, so.
You know, they crossed my mind as well.
I like them. I mean, Meijer is good, don't get me wrong, but CVS, I don't know. It just always has that weird shit that you're like, I do want this weird face mask from Japan that is supposed to do this. Yeah, I'm going to buy it today.
Well, and sometimes, yeah, especially in those 24-hour stores. And, you know, Walgreens is like that. I prefer Walgreens to CVS.
I get that. Like,
and they carry a few different brands.
They do.
Of the random shit where you're like, you know, I wouldn't mind a kelp foot peel.
Let's see what happens. Why not?
As seen on TV. Don't mind if I do.
Well, okay. Yeah. So, definitely CVS.
I think CVS is a solid sponsor.
It is.
CVS Caremark.
There you go.
Plus, they bought Aetna. So,
all of my
you can have health insurance as well.
Ta-da! But it could not be, Big Pharma could never sponsor me. Just because what I used to do, they'd be like, no, we're not sponsoring her. No, no thank you. Straight no thank you. And then third, only because I was thinking of my livery already, like thinking ahead, Bronner's Christmas store up in Michigan. It is a Christmas superstore, and that's all they sell is Christmas shit. Christmas decorations, all of the time, all year.
I want to go there.
Oh, it's amazing. My parents make almost a yearly pilgrimage up to Bronner's.
I want to live there.
I want to go to there. Yes. So they would also be on board as one of my primary sponsors.
Ooh. Yeah, that'd be perfect for you. So what would your livery?
Well, with CVS, Bronner's, and Folgers, basically it's red and green all in. And like maybe some Christmas trees at the bottom.
Yeah.
So there you go.
In fact, I think you could even do the front of your car green like a Christmas tree and then the back behind you brown like the...
The little trunk?
Yeah, like the trunk. Mm-hmm.
I also thought of the state of Indiana as a sponsor only because we really... our flag would look really cool on a car. And I'm putting that out there, Governor Holcomb. You do not listen to this, but just saying.
Our flag would look really cool.
It would look really cool.
It really would.
Because of the stars, you can even get the helmet to match it. Whatever. It's fine.
It would look badass on a helmet.
It would look badass on a helmet. If they weren't a sponsor, my helmet might look like the state flag.
Yeah.
Just because
I'm
all about Indiana. You need, like, this is my jam.
You are all in on Indiana.
Well, I've worked here now for...
I would say you're one of the most dedicated Hoosiers I know.
I'm 9 years. I'm almost to that 10-year. Yeah. I'm almost vested.
You are almost vested. I mean, I'm a Hoosier born and raised as well, but you definitely love this state more than I do.
I do. It's okay.
I mean, it's not that I have any bad feelings.
No.
But you are...
I'm all in.
You are all in. Yeah, you are all in.
Multiple articles of clothing with the Indiana flag on it.
Yeah.
Not as many as my checkered, but I could probably go a whole week without repeating outfits.
I believe that.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I've seen some running tights that have the flag on it, and I'm like, oh, you're next. You are next. So that was fun. So definitely let us know. Go crazy. What would your sponsors be? What would your livery look like?
If you had to pick three sponsors, who would they be? And why, if you feel like it needs explaining.
If not, that's fine. We'll just think of our own.
But yeah, so now you know that I have a secret addiction to Crocs. And anytime you see me, there's a 90% chance the shoes I'm wearing are Crocs.
And I will say, I gave you some shit, but then I bought a pair and I was like... Oh, but these are really good.
Yeah. In fact, if you've met me anywhere in the last year, I guarantee one of the times you've seen me, I was wearing Crocs.
I think anytime you step on a racetrack, you're in Crocs.
Not necessarily. Sometimes I've worn just straight tennis shoes.
That's true.
But it depends.
There you go. So that was fun.
That was fun.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah, I want to hear other people's, what their three sponsors
are. I really do, too. Like, any three.
But, yeah. No, I thought Meijer. I was like, oh, it has to be Meijer.
I'm
obsessed with Meijer.
I'm very proud of us for not choosing alcohol.
I mean,
I kind of thought we would.
You can't just say, like, wine.
I know. I was like, oh, I can't think of a
brand. Guinness would be, I mean, Guinness, you're Yingling for you.
Definitely Guinness could sponsor me for a couple of races.
And we saw that Guinness car that we saw.
SCCA. It was pretty sharp looking.
It was a very sharp looking car.
I was real excited to see that car.
I mean, it was, the whole car was that dark chocolatey color, just like the beer. Mm-hmm. It was
Made fabulous. Me happy. Yeah. And then like that cool matte color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was just a cool looking livery. Mm-hmm. But Yingling would be a pretty one, too. Mm-hmm.
Very American.
Very.
Maybe for the Pocono race, since it's Pennsylvania beer. Anyway. These are the things I know about alcohol.
I'm proud of us, too. All right. Well,
I guess
on to our Woman of the Week.
Yes.
So Shirley Muldowney.
Who is also known as Cha-Cha.
All right.
And the First Lady of Drag Racing.
First Lady of Drag Racing.
Yes.
Okay. Have we talked about her before?
No.
I think...
We've talked about a lot of female drag racers, only because there's a lot of female drag racers. We've not talked...
I think we've mentioned her in passing.
We have.
Okay.
Yeah. We certainly have, because she's a badass, but...
So, she's the first woman to receive a license from the NHRA for a top fuel dragster.
Yes, and... I'll put it down a little below. 1973.
Excellent.
And she received her very first NHRA license in 1964. So she was doing the lower classes first and then popped up to the first women in 1973.
Good for her. She won the championship in 77, 1980, and 82, becoming the first person ever to win the championship three times.
Not just woman.
First person.
Person.
Period.
Person.
And she's a badass.
She is a badass.
Certified.
Yeah. Yeah.
CBA.
Mm-hmm. So she started driving in the 50s, kind of in the unofficial, I always think of like the street drag racing.
Yeah.
And so then she officially started racing in 1958.
A fun quote of hers.
Mm-hmm.
School had no appeal to me. All I wanted was to race up and down the streets in a hot rod.
I'm not mad at that.
Ain't mad at you, Cha-Cha. Ain't mad at you.
Maybe get the high school degree, but other than that, you know what? If this is your calling, do you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Is that school had no appeal. I just wanted to race. I just want to go fast.
I just want to go fast. Down, Karen.
Oh, damn. It's about time to rewatch that movie.
It is time to rewatch. See, 1984, mm-hmm. she suffered an accident that crushed her pelvis, legs, and hands.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Ouch.
She raced on and off from the late 80s to 2003 when she retired. So that's 45 years of racing.
Yeah, like 45.
58. Well, from when she officially started.
Yeah.
Officially started in 58 to 2003. That's 45 years.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
That's amazing.
45.
That is such a long career.
Yeah. Also, she's super, super feisty.
Well, I mean, I feel like she has to be.
Right, because so what first alerted me to her presence is when Bernie Ecclestone made his little comments of stupidness. And also, apparently, Mario Andretti decided to pop off a little bit.
He did. He tried to...
Like, it was tempered, but there was still, like, a, well, they haven't done it yet type of thing to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
It was, he was trying to appease both sides, but didn't really appease either.
Like, you can't straddle a fence, you're gonna get splinters in your ass, okay?
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can't. Anyway, she said two quotes. The first one, I'll read the first one, just because they both need to be read. I'm not... out there because I'm a woman. I'm not out there because I'm trying to prove anything. And I'm not out there because I want to prove Mr. Ecclestone to be a bonehead. But winning is the bottom line, and that's what it's all about. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is what it's about.
Yes.
And then her second quote. I was the first woman, and they hated me. They did everything they could to outwit me, to make life difficult. But you know, I didn't go to the corner and cry. I just got even. And I'll tell you where I got even. Right on the starting line and on the finish line. That was my taste of glory, and I dwell on it. I love the way I did it, because if I had done it any other way, I would not have made the grid.
How can you... that's fantastic.
Right? She's like, oh, you want to try it out with me? That's fine.
That's
cute. I'm faster than you.
That's cute. That's adorable.
Right? All I hear is blah, blah, blah. I'm better than you.
Yes. I love it. She's like, you know what? I'm not out there to do anything because I'm a woman. I'm out there to win.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm a woman, secondary. I'm still going to beat your ass.
Right?
Like,
I'm here
do it.
To come in first.
Yeah.
So...
beat them. I love it. At the starting line and on the finish line. Ugh.
Yeah.
Good God. That's beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Those are some quotes that, like, you need to read every now and then.
Yeah,
and
those
just go
are
like,
great.
Yeah, let's do this.
I wonder where she lives. We should look her up.
I'll make a drive.
Yeah.
I think she's still alive because this was just, you know.
Yeah.
Almost a year ago when this came out.
Yeah. So, no, I would. Yeah, we should make a drive. She's got to be close.
Yeah, probably.
I would assume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. She's got to be quite the character.
Oh my God. The story she could probably tell.
Yeah. She's going to be a kicky broad.
She is a kicky broad. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, our favorite section. Shit we didn't make up.
Yes. Never on a Sunday. So, from 1911 to 1973, there was a policy that the Indianapolis 500 was never held on a Sunday.
Because of God?
Probably because of God. I'm going to say a lot of, like, there was never anybody who said officially why, but how the culture was because of Jesus.
Mine was, I don't want to start a whole religious thing, a quote from When Harry Met Sally, when she talks about how she has days of the week under her where there wasn't Sunday, and Billy Crystal goes, why isn't there a Sunday? And she's like, Because of God.
Because of God. I think that works. But in 1974, the race was held on a Sunday. And from what I can gather, the energy crisis was happening in that time. So they cut a lot of time back on the track, practices and whatnot. So the schedule just kind of got condensed.
Gotcha.
Because the 26th was also the earliest day they could have the race. The way it fell, the earliest date meaning like numerical date.
Gotcha.
So that kind of broke the never on a Sunday rule.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Also, that was a race that Johnny Rutherford won, driving a McLaren. A.J. Foyt started on the pole, and he also broke the consecutive start streak by starting 17 races. He would go on to do 35.
Good for him.
Yeah, you know, A.J. Foyt being doing
hashtag... A.J. Foyt things.
A.J. Foyt things, like burning bees.
Yep.
It's cool.
Yeah. Setting bees on fire.
Setting bees on fire because...
Revenge.
A.J.,
yeah. Well, we set him on fire, and I felt a lot better after that. A man after my own heart. A man after my own heart.
I mean, he's amazing.
What I want to know, and I know the answer is yes, is did you leave the burned bee carcasses in the field so the others would know?
Oh, 100% he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's 100%, you know, put a decapitated head on a stick to warn the others.
Yeah.
This is what will happen.
Maybe it's a driver's head. Maybe not. We don't know.
But A.J. Foyt, so he broke the consecutive streak.
Mm-hmm.
He also started on the pole that year.
Yep.
So yeah, so Rutherford won, driving a McLaren. Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny that McLaren's still in, by the way?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
How some of the brands come and go, and then some of them have been around forever.
Hang out. Yeah.
And then a rule change.
Yeah, they had to change a rule at the end, because apparently at the end of the races, the fans, once the checkered flag dropped, they would just run onto the flipping track.
Okay.
Yeah, which...
That doesn't seem safe.
Doesn't. I mean, I guess back then they weren't going as fast, but still, maybe not the greatest idea.
Yeah, I feel like it's amazing more people weren't hit by cars.
I know. Because, you know, I think we've all read, like, the deaths at the IMS, and I don't ever remember seeing, like, this dumbass ran into the middle of the track at the end of the race and was hit.
Yeah.
But they did change the rule, so now once the checkered flag drops, you finish your lap and that's it. You don't keep going. Because it used to be like they kept going until everybody hit their 500.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're done.
Right, yeah. Once the first guy's done, everybody's done.
We're out.
Well, and also, we still have things to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do a victory lap. You got to get the car up on the thing. They have to present Warner, the milk. You got to
kiss the bricks. Yeah. It's a whole deal. Get a kiss
from the Indy 500 queen. Yeah, there's a whole slew of events that has to happen. So... Yeah, I'm glad they don't do that anymore. That would be such anarchy.
Oh my god, we just yell from this dance.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that would even be too much anarchy for me.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Anarchy!
I don't know what it means, but I sure like it.
I like it.
Oh.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, interesting that it went so long without being on a Sunday.
I know, but I think it's the whole religious thing.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
It does. I mean, that was the culture and the atmosphere back then. And
absolutely. Well, and I'm sure you'll recall this from when we were young and living in Speedway. Our church had a service, like, early on Saturday at, like, 4 or 5 p.m. on race weekends because there was no Sunday morning service at any local church in Speedway.
First of all,
you because can't. The traffic was ridiculous. No. You weren't driving anywhere.
Yeah.
So, like... You know, in addition to the town basically shutting down except for the race, churches also didn't have services on Sundays.
It's fine.
But we still went. We went Saturday night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We went Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore. We haven't done that in a while.
No. I think we just call that a wash.
I used to. When I played piano, they would always offer me those services if I wanted to. Make extra money. It's like, nope, I don't work race weekend.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh.
Oh, too funny. So, well, it's probably time to wave the white flag, wrap it up.
I think you're right.
So, what do you got?
I am excited to see the cars on the IMS next week. I'm going to be there Tuesday.
Excellent.
Maybe don't tell my work. Nobody from work listens to this. It's fine.
Yeah.
Some people do from the state, but they don't know where I am.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see the, I'm excited, like, I've seen the newer cars in, like, fall, but there's only two this time. There's going to be a lot of them running. They're going to be straight oval on Tuesday. So I'm just ready to see cars on the track at the IMS. You know, we're home now until May. It's time to get hyped up for May, I think.
It is. I mean, hashtag this is May.
Hashtag is it May yet? Almost.
Almost.
And I think once May gets here, then all of a sudden everything kicks up again for us.
It does.
So Long Beach is great. Phoenix is good because it's an oval. You know, Barber is great, but I'm ready for May.
Ready. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for May. We got lots of exciting things coming up. It's going to be a very busy month, but I'm ready for it.
Like, I see it, and I know that, like, I'm going to have to mentally prepare.
I know.
I ran into somebody today, and they're like, when are we going to see you next? I said, not until May. We need to take a month to recoup and prepare.
Yeah, we need to catch up on all of our sleep, because...
There will be no sleep.
There will be no sleep.
And in fact, it's the last weekend in April for Mutt Street.
Oh.
That's right, Snugs. Well, you're going on Mutt Strut with me.
Yep.
She's not making up. No. What do you got?
I'm excited about Pippa's livery that got released. I'm excited. I'm gonna stream the practice next week.
Yeah.
Because I will still be up in Fort Wayne. But I'm excited to see a decent number of cars on the track.
Yeah.
I hope that we get a decent number of cars out on the track playing around with clean air versus dirty air.
Yeah.
I would love to see that, especially on our track.
Ugh.
So, and I really just have to, as I'm trying to get a new job, it's hitting me how many days I'm going to be off in the next 6 months. And so I'm like, I definitely have to hit him with the ones in May at the interview.
Yeah.
Because that's not negotiable. But the other ones, should I mention some? Weave in the other ones? Should I feel it out? I don't know. I've got to put them all down on a piece of paper and look at how ridiculous they are and then maybe make some life-changing decisions.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh, we're getting to that point where I'm not really going to have a job long enough to be able to swing this. I'm not going to have had it long enough, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we're moving into the looking at jobs where I know somebody so that I can.
Oh boy.
Know, work at those special
favors.
Who you know, not what you know favors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Damn, I need a lot of time off.
Oh, I've had this job for a while and I have the time banked up and I'm already like, oh God.
Yeah. Like in May, that'll probably be just a taking days off without pay situation for me.
I have enough that I should be able not to take anything off, but it's still going to be a lot of days. And then, of course, I'm taking that week off for Portland, so.
Yes.
That's going to screw me. But I'm okay. I'm going to see my brother. It's fine.
It'll be good.
It'll be fun.
It'll be good. It'll be a good summer. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.